Bist thou ready to rumble? Ladies and gentlemen, presenting a 15-round revenge match to the death!
Does he have to say that time?
In the blue corner, the challenger, weighing in at 165 pounds, the greatest swordsman in all of Denmark, Laertes! And in the red corner, wearing an odd bodkin, the late Prince of Denmark, Hamlet.
Late? What does he mean by late?
Gentlemen, you know the rules. 15 rounds to the death.
Do you have to keep saying that?
In a long-lost tradition that I, as the King of Denmark, have just created, I call on each of the combatants to baptize your swords by dipping them in these goblets of wine, held aloft by the beautiful Lady Ophelia.
Hello.
This one is for you, Hamlet. And this goblet is for you, Laertes.
That had to be it, the wine.
He may floateth like a butterfly and stingeth like a bee, but take it from Laertes. Hamlet goes downeth in three.
Three?
Gentlemen, returneth to your corners, and wheneth the bell ringeth, come out duelingeth.
The first two rounds were pretty even. Laertes thrust and Hamlet parried. Hamlet thrust and Laertes parried. Thrust and parry, parry and thrust. Thrust and parry. For all the action, the two of them could have been a dance team.
What now, time? It's the third round. I don't want to die.
Relax, you ain't gonna die.
That's easy for you to say.
You just gotta switch swords with Laertes.
What are you talking about?
That's what all the sword dipping was about. The goblet Laertes dipped his sword in contains poison. All he has to do is scratch you and you're dead.
Scratch me? I don't want him to scratch me.
Stop whining. Just work him around to me. I'll do the rest. The prince was doing it. He was working Laertes right around to where I could.
Why, you clumsy oaf! You made us drop our swords!
Deepest apologies, your lordship. Allow me to retrieve your sword, Prince Hamlet.
Thank you.
And yours, Lord Laertes.
Fine. Now, get out of my way while I splitteth this cowardly cur from crotch to cranium.
Splitteth my what?
Ha!
Oh!
Hamlet is doing quite well, don't you think, Claudius?
Yes, dear, quite well. Let us toast to his sure victory with this wine.
Yes, a toast to my son. I know. Over the lips and through the gums. Watch out, stomach, here it comes.
Here it comes.
Oh, Claudius.
Mummy!
Hamlet, behind you!
Take this!
Oof! I am shish kebabbed.
My father is avenged! My sister is avenged! And I am avenged!
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Am too.
Am not.
Am too.
Am not.
Am
not.
Ow! Oh. I'm scratched?
From this duel and from life.
Merely a flesh wound.
I be Laertes! I be Laertes!
Hamlet, behind you! The king knocked the wounded prince on his royal keister. I had no choice. I picked up Hamlet's sword and entered the fray.
Out of the way, Time.
If you want Prince Hamlet, Claudius, you'll have to come through me.
Oh, with pleasure, Time, with pleasure. You're going to die, Time.
You'll have to kill me first.
A mere scratch, Time, a mere scratch.
You forgot one thing, King.
And what is that?
I have the poison sword.
Oops.
Three, two, one. The king is dead. Long live... the next guy.
You did it, Time. My father is avenged.
And with that, Hamlet collapsed in my arms, made a 20-minute speech in iambic pentameter, and died.